I'm Jeff Stewart, Director of the Department of Digital Infrastructure and Emerging Technology. This is Leander's Tower on the Bosporus, painted by the American artist Sanford Robinson Gifford in 1876. It is oil paint on canvas. The painting is a horizontal rectangle. It is 39 inches wide by 19 inches tall. The painting is set back in a large, deep gold frame. The framed painting is not quite as wide as your outstretched arms. It depicts the lighthouse known as Leander's Tower, which is situated in the Bosporus Strait near Istanbul, Turkey. This strait is a watery boundary between Europe and Asia. The tower's name is a reference to the Greek myth of tragic lovers Hero and Leander. The overall color of the painting is a hazy and warm, light orangey pink color. It is the color of the sun during a dramatic sunrise. If you were in the painting, you'd feel the first sunbeams of the day falling on your face, warming you up. The image is divided by the horizon. The bottom third is filled with water. The top two thirds are filled with sky. The water is quite calm. There are very few waves, and the surface is almost a perfect mirror. The only sound you might hear is from the oars of a nearby boat dipping in and out of the water, or a bird skidding and splashing to a stop as it lands on the surface. The sky is empty. There are no clouds in sight, and there's barely any wind blowing. In fact, the weather that day looks like it was perfect. In the center of the foreground is a lone bird, possibly a seagull. Its wings are spread wide as it sails a few feet above the water, away from you. Slightly further back, and to the left of the bird, is a small, narrow rowboat. There are three nondescript figures in it. Two are seated shoulder to shoulder facing to the right, and the other figure is facing to the left and is leaning back in the act of rowing. Just behind the boat to the left is Leander's Tower, rising from the surface of the water. Its base is stout and blocky. The thin tower rises from the base and stretches into the sky. The tower is topped by a dome and then by a sharp-looking spire that reaches almost to the top edge of the canvas. The whole construction is sharply geometric. It's a series of rectangles stacked upon each other. It's easy to imagine how precise the engineering must have been to create it. And it's easy to imagine constructing this tower out of Lego. The tower is the only object that occupies the sky in the painting, and a slightly blurry reflection of the tower appears in the water below. On the right side of the painting, far away on the horizon, about one third up from the bottom, is what looks to be a city that is just waking up with the sunrise. In the distance, just in front of the city, is another boat with its sail raised, ready to catch a breeze. As I studied this painting more, the peacefulness and tranquility started to unsettle me. Everything felt a bit too calm, suspiciously calm. This led me to conduct my own research on the locale, and what I learned is as follows. This painting is remarkable because it depicts a rare moment in the Strait. How the artist came to be there and capture the moment remains a mystery to this very day. You see, typically those waterways home to giant monsters. The most notorious being the great, innumerably tentacled beast of ill repute the locals simply call L. Some claim that L is short for Leander, but like many things in this story, no one truly knows. L lives at the bottom of the street and usually wakes up at dawn, and when L wakes, everyone notices. The surface breaks and water erupts into the sky as L stretches out its tentacles. One by one, they rise to the sky, stretching high above the tower. And anything in their path certainly suffers. That bird I mentioned, no more. That small rowboat, capsized. I am assured everyone was okay, though. Locals learn to deal with L and cope by staying off the strait in the early morning, but clearly the bird and the rower did not get the message.